Okay, Judge Conklin?
Present.
Ms. Fleming?
Present.
Judge Clark?
Here.
Judge Gabe?
I know she's in the middle of a trial, so she might just be joining us a few minutes late.
Thank you. Judge Getty informed us she'd be absent today. Judge Hernandez?
I'm here traveling.
Thank you. Judge Kamakarian? Judge Kelly?
Here.
Judge Losh?
Present.
Judge Reinhardt? Judge Sachs informed us he'd be absent today. Judge Siebert? Ms. Cameron?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Kim?
Here.
Mr. Landry?
Here.
Ms. Levere?
Here.
Mr. Riley?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Seal?
Here.
Mr. Slayton?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi?
Here.
Mr. David Yamasaki?
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Mr. Dorsey? Mr. Theodorovich?
Present, thank you.
And then our liaison member, Judge Awani?
And I'll note that Judge Gabe has now joined us. I see her on there, and I don't believe any other absent judges have joined us. So welcome all. Thank you very much. It's nice to see all your smiling faces, at least through Zoom. I wish it was in person, but this is a very efficient way to conduct this meeting, which, as I said, I anticipate to be rather brief. Before we get into our one action item today, I would invite a motion to approve the minutes of the February 7th action by email and the February 14th tickback meeting that are included in your materials. Is there a motion to approve both of those minutes?
Rule moves.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to the motion to approve the minutes as described? Hearing none, I'll deem the motion to approve the minutes unanimously approved. Understand it, Rose. I just want to make sure that there's no public comments received for today's meeting.
That's correct. No public comment.
Excellent. I also see who else has joined us since the roll call. I think that's everybody. So folks, we just have one action item on our agenda today. We're scheduled for 30 minutes. That schedule is not intended to prevent any discussion, but candidly, this committee has considered this in years past. What we're considering today are the BCPs, the budget change proposals, and I want to make sure we all understand the landscape here. This is for 25-26. So the 24-25 budget is well in process. We've already received updates from Zlatko. We expect a May revise, and then the end of June of 24, the 24-25 budget will be in place. The BCPs we're talking about today are for a year later. So that's how far in advance we're working. I know you're all aware of that. We have also already, as a committee, addressed our own BCP priorities. There's six of them. They're included in your materials. So we've already spent significant amount of time working through those BCPs, liaisoning with all the trial courts, developing those, presenting those, and they're in the can, they're ready to go. Today, we are considering, as is described, concepts developed by other advisory bodies that through which TICBAC has a purview and can provide input. So those are all in your materials. They're set out in a table that you have, and there's 16 concepts. Six of these are the six BCPs from TICBAC that we've already discussed. 10 of them are from concepts from other entities, mainly advisory committees and other entities within the branch that, as noted, we have purview of. Now, not to suggest I guess maybe just suggest, but not to demand that we follow the same procedure this year. But in each of the past years, what we have done is recognizing the interests of each of the individual entities that submitted these, we've essentially taken the position that we pass them through and we don't prioritize them. That, again, if you folks want to discuss it, please, I'm just setting the tone of today's meeting and opening it up for discussion. But each of these entities have their own interests. And while TCBAC truly appreciates the purview that we have in addressing these, we have found it most effective in years past just to move each of these through without setting a priority to any of them to allow them to work their way through JBBC and elsewhere. That being said, I'm opening up the discussion on any of these BCPs for 25-26. As far as whether or not you folks feel it would be appropriate to prioritize them, to change ours around, or to simply pass them through. Sean, Judge Conklin, looks like you want to speak.
Yeah, Judge Conklin, that's Sean Landry. Just for clarification purposes, and so that everyone is on the same page, TCBAC will make whatever recommendation here today, but am I correct? All BCPs eventually go to JBBC, who then make their own determination and prioritization for which ones go forward. Is that fair?
Yes, as they pass through. Zlatko, can you make sure we're all on the same sheet of music here?
Absolutely. Thank you, Judge. And good question, Sean. Good to see you, everybody. Likewise, someday we'll be seeing some of you in person, but it'd like to be great to have an in-person meeting and we can work on that for the future. But as far as process, the JBBC will get all of the concepts and in light of the budget and, you know, sort of examining overall budget priorities will advance those that they think are the, you know, most necessary to demonstrate our needs as a branch to the Department of Finance. With that said, though, the JBBC has not prioritized. They have recommended that the chief and the administrative director look at the budget items that are presented and then provide a prioritization to the Department of Finance once they have the package. And so that has been what has been in years past. That doesn't mean that JBBC won't do a priority, but they often are just advancing the items as priorities, not necessarily in any particular priority order, but oftentimes, as you have heard in the past, that our trial court funding items are often number one, or and not usually number one with others within in the top five of those items that end up being sort of prioritized when they go to the Department of Finance in late August and early September.
Judge Conklin?
In recognition of giving the chief and the administrative director, Shelley Curran, the opportunity to assess the budget landscape.
And I think it was Judge Siebert. We'll note, Judge Siebert, you're present. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I following up on your comment, looking at the materials, I mean, we don't even have the information in which to even make an informed prioritization, as far as I can tell. So I don't see any benefit in us trying to do something that we don't even have the capacity to do. So that's kind of where I'm at on this. Because when I looked at the materials, I was like, well, how are we supposed to even make priorities on these things when we don't even have all the information about what even justifies these requests or these numbers? So to me, it's kind of a moot point. Since we don't have that information, we probably shouldn't weigh in.
Okay. Any other thoughts? And by the way, I recently presented on behalf of TCBAC to JBBC on our own priorities. So they've had that meeting. Just so you know, I've already done that. Any other comments on potential positions we should take beyond sending these through without of order of importance?
Judge Conklin, this is Judge Clark. I just had a question. What is listed in the chart as being, it's number 25-10, identified as trial courts, facilities, maintenance, and utilities. And then what is listed as 25-14 as trial court deferred maintenance. Is there a duplication in those two categories, or is that one prior and one ongoing?
They are different. What is your routine ongoing work? And deferred maintenance is a $4 billion list of projects that are not are important to do and have been funded here and there through the budget process. But one is just keeping the standard operating and maintenance going. Deferred maintenance, by definition, are those significant large items that the facilities folks
need to do and get to, but they're not run to failure yet, which is unfortunate, is what deferred maintenance, it becomes then all of a sudden a priority issue, but they are distinctly different and been funded differently in the budget.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
No, thanks for clarifying that. That was appreciated. Thank you. So any other thoughts? You're usually also talkative, but I appreciate everybody's at least thinking about this. If there's not a thought, I would invite a motion to the effect, whatever people think is the best motion to make.
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we just pass it through, as you indicated at the beginning. That's this, Judge Siebert. Thanks.
Second, Judge Larch.
Okay, so As I clarify it, Judge Siebert, make sure I'm clarifying this correctly. It would be to submit the additional concepts to the JBBC, the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, without prioritization. Is that accurate, Judge Siebert?
That's exactly right. Thank you.
And the second from Judge Larch, is that what you intended to second? Excellent. Thank you. Now it's been moved and seconded, and Judge Kalmakarian has now joined us, by the way, as well, so he'll show him present. Moved and seconded, open for discussion. Any further discussion on this item?
I heard just enough of what was said, and I agree with the motion. But anyway, thank Excellent. You for seeing that I snuck in. I apologize for my lateness.
Always good to see you, David. All right, I open it up for discussion. I haven't heard any additional discussion, and hearing none. And I've been careful. I don't see any hands up on the screen. Hearing no discussion, hearing no hands up, then I'm going to call for the vote as I typically do. Or is there any opposition to the motion as submitted that the additional concepts to the BC to the JBBC be sent through without prioritization? Any opposition or abstention to that motion? Hearing none, seeing none, I'm going to deem that motion unanimously approved on behalf of TICBAC. That will then be sent through to JBBC. It's 12:14. I that's our business for the day, folks.
Yeah, Judge, if I might, I just maybe give a couple of minutes on sort of a little bit more of a budget update of where we are.
That's exactly where I wanted you to go, Zlatko. Thanks for doing
never
that.
Never hurts to give a little bit more. So we've had a couple of budget hearings thus far, one in each house. Judge Hernandez and David Yamasaki joined us in both the Assembly and the Senate. Good hearings, good feedback. In terms of the Assembly, there was interesting questions about judgeships. So Judge Rogan from San Bernardino came and gave a really nice presentation about the impact the lack of judgeships has on access to justice. There were questions about our trailer bill related to the elimination of our remote proceedings end dates. So again, that was an important conversation there. In the Senate, similarly, there was a discussion of the remote topic, and we had folks from OGA, and Judge Hernandez again did a really nice job discussing the impacts and benefits of remote. David Yamasaki did a good job in both houses talking about the benefits of increasing the fund balance cap. And so again, good meetings, good hearings, I think well represented the branch. And there was some discussion in the Senate about looking for efficiencies and budget reduction plans. Nothing has been formally requested, but that was an acknowledgement that the January receipts were low compared to the governor's budget. February has been a little bit better in terms of it was a positive relative to the forecast, but not much, but that's better than a second down month. The Department of Finance, as you said, is working hard to update the governor's budget come the May revision, which is slated to be released on May 14th. The JBBC will be meeting shortly after on all of these priorities. And I'd be remiss to not remind folks of that when we talk about the 25-26 budget year, that the governor's already projecting a $36 billion additional budget hole. And so when we think about priorities, I think it's been, and Judge Conklin heard this at the JBBC meeting, about really thinking about what are the limited and most critical priorities to communicate to the Department of Finance and the governor. But the budget horizon is not one that's looking positive. So I think we have to be really thoughtful about what's going on that point. With respect to the branch and how we're managing the budget, we are looking, and you know, the chief had mentioned at the State of the Judiciary last week, and we did say and deliver these messages at the budget hearings, that we understand we need to be a partner in solving the budget. And we continue to work with the legislature and the governor and their teams on budget. And the trial courts, you've been great thus far in helping us find funds that we could return, again, to avoid baseline budget reductions. And so it's been a great collaboration thus far, you know, but it's still got a lot of work, and the budget doesn't get better in the out year. It gets worse, but we really want to work hard to mitigate any of the reductions, and really appreciate everybody's leadership. It's not just one person or five people. It's everybody coming together really to work on how we can best preserve access to justice through this budget process. And that's the update.
Very good. That's much appreciated. I do like it that we're all kept up to speed. And as we get closer to May, I'm sure we'll get more information before we wrap this thing up.
Thank you, Judge.
Anything else? Any other concerns or issues on behalf of anybody? Doesn't appear to be. Okay, well, in the interest of letting you enjoy a little bit of your lunch, thank you all for participating in today's meeting. Rose, when's our next tick back?
It's going to be in May 1st.
All right, keep that date open, folks. It'll be before the May revise, but getting us real close. So May 1st will be our next tick back meeting. Most likely be a Zoom. Well, it for sure will be via Zoom as well. But we'll try to get something together in person before too long. But with that, I thank you all very much. A note at the beginning as it did at the end. End as it did at the beginning. It's opening day today. May whatever team you're rooting for win. As long as it's the Dodgers. Anyways, thanks all. You guys enjoy your day.
Thank you.